The Heritage Trail highlights the extraordinary history of the Fort Wayne area. The trail organizes more than 50 significant historical sites of great battles, sporting events, beautiful homes, thriving industries, centers of finance and government, palaces dedicated to the arts, towering churches, and great lines of transportation. Hi, I'm Tom Castaldi on the Heritage Trail, inviting you to join with me on an audio walk through Fort Wayne's history. To help us along our radio tour of the trail, we're using the official On the Heritage Trail guidebook available at ARCH, Fort Wayne's Historic Preservation Organization, and the financial trustee for the trail. Today, we're in Fryman Square at a place where Allen County began on April 1, 1824, by an act of the Indiana General Assembly. The legislative body had passed the Enabling Act on December 17, 1823. The newly created county was named for Colonel John Allen of the Kentucky Militia, who had helped relieve the siege of Fort Wayne in 1812 and who was killed at the River Raisin Massacre near Detroit in 1813. Four commissioners named by the General Assembly were in Fort Wayne in May of 1824 to oversee the organization of the county. The governor named Allen Hamilton, an Irish immigrant, to be the first sheriff until such time one could be duly elected by the citizens. The first meeting and elections were held in Alexander Ewing's Log Tavern, known as Washington Hall, located on the corner of the muddy intersection of Bar and Columbia Streets. The first election of county officers took place here on May 22, 1824. The newly elected commissioners then named the other officers of the county, set the tax rate, and established fares, licenses, and certain prices, such as hotel meals and rooms, stable rents, and liquor sales. Ewing's was the first tavern to be built in Fort Wayne. A rival house was constructed shortly afterward by William Suttonfield on the opposite corner. The first circuit courts in the county sat alternately in each tavern until a courthouse could be built. The first grand jury sat at Ewing's Tavern in August and promptly indicted a number of the leading citizens. The two associate judges were indicted for various minor wrongdoings, and other worthies, including one member of the grand jury itself, were indicted for such offenses as illegal sale of whiskey and gambling. All of this was followed by the first session of the circuit court and the first election of justices of the peace. William Ewing was the first to be admitted to the Allen County Bar. John Barr and John McCorkle had purchased and surveyed the original plat of the land that would become the town of Fort Wayne. As an inducement for the commissioners to name Fort Wayne as the county seat, they set aside a section of their land for use by the county for public business. As further inducement, they offered to pay the county treasury $500, as well as to give other lots for educational and religious uses. In this way, they hoped to establish the Bar and McCorkle Platte as the center of the county, thereby creating the most valuable land in the area. The Bar and McCorkle donations were accepted and marked the beginnings of the town of Fort Wayne. Well, that's all the time we have for now. For a free self-guided tour map, stop by Arch's lobby at 437 East Berry at the corner of Berry and Clay Streets. Or for more information, go to the web and log on to archfw.org. This is Tom Castaldi, and I look forward to joining with you next time on the Heritage Trail.